Solid means it's recording, so we're recording now.
So, just first year, obviously, first off season. How are things been going, and how do you feel like the group's been responding to your way of coaching?
Sure, I feel really good. Today, I think, was probably our best day. You know, anytime you come in, and just like when I left Wright State, you ask those guys, ask guys to make adjustments. We've asked guys to make adjustments here. And, you know, the first 6 months is a lot more physical. The weightlifting and the diet and the mechanical adjustments and how you play the game and introducing the approaches and the systems and that really the last piece here, the last two or three days into the next couple of weeks, it's much more of how that is applicable to the game and how we're able to execute that efficiently. And the execution of the process is the most important part. So I felt like today was probably our best day, and I've been really pleased with the last week or so.
This team, obviously very successful last year, 40 wins. How do you kind of find the balance between looking at last year's success and then looking at this year, especially coming in as a new guy?
Sure. No, I think you have to respect the success that the team has had and the individuals have had. And so when you come in, you have to be able to build a relationship first. I think relationships are the key piece to be able to work with guys. And so we have to build those relationships first. And then make adjustments within the game plan of both the player and what we would like to see in our system. And so I think that piece has been really well implemented and really well done. The players have been tremendous. They've really bought in and have been able to execute those things. So it's been very positive.
Coach, at fall ball, one of your big keys was just more of the days.
Right.
At
first, it was a bit slow, just understanding how the system worked, understanding that it's a low-risk, high-reward system. At first, when you look from the outside, as you watch the game, it seems like calamity. There's guys moving everywhere, but it's a very process-based system. So once they understood that it was based on the numbers and based on the positioning and based on the looks of the pitcher and how simple it is really to hack that. And if you don't get it, you don't go. But if you get it, we need to be moving. Once they got that, it's really been no holds barred. They've been very aggressive. They've implemented it very well. I've been really pleased with it.
Are there any players who have emerged as leaders or your kind of go-to guys to adjust the team?
Fortunately for us, we have a lot of upperclassmen that have had a lot of success. So, you know, you rely on the guys that you would probably imagine. You know, Feinman's played a lot of games, Matt Lloyd, Gorski, and Cal Kruger. And a lot of those guys have played a lot. Paul Milto, have had a lot of success. But I really like our young guys, too. We've got a very tough underclassmen group that work really, really hard. You know, Eli Dunham and Tyler Van Pelt and Sammy Crail, Jake Skrine, those guys work really, really hard. So I think they've all really worked well together. But this is the group that you would imagine that we can rely on has been good.
Last year there were a few guys that came in as true freshmen and kind of helped with this team in different roles along the way. Do you think that that's something that we could see again this year, some younger guys stepping up?
Yeah.
Especially freshmen.
Yeah, there are some freshmen, either true freshmen or redshirt freshmen, that are talented players that have emerged. You know, you look at a guy like Jake Skrine, I think is a guy that comes to my mind first. But you know, the game's going to work its way out. You know, how the lineup starts the first game is never how it finishes by the end of the first weekend. Certainly not at the end of the year. So we're gonna let the game come to us and let it play itself out. And if some young guys emerge, then I would certainly love to have those guys go in there and be regular contributors.
Kind of talked about those upperclassmen like Kruger and Milto. How have they kind of helped you adjust coming from Wright State into a Big Ten program like IU?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing they've done is they've given their support, and they've really been invested into continuing the winning culture, into working hard, into helping allow us to communicate efficiently to everybody. And so they've been a nice facilitator for the staff and done a really good job with that.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you that you've had to make since coming into this program that's had such success in the past?
I would say probably some of the off-field things, the more the administrative work, some of the conference rules, the university rules, as you get used to learning the procedures here. Everybody has different technologies that they use and different implements for how you do this form and that form. And the good thing about baseball is it's relatively the same. We have great kids. They're tremendous kids. They're winners. They know how to win. They have won. They work hard. So, you know, we were just excited to get to practice and start that, because baseball is baseball. I would say that the administrative work has been probably the biggest adjustment. But we've got really, really smart assistants. Denton Segerman, our operations guy, is an absolute superstar. He takes care of those things and has made my job much easier.
How difficult has it been, like, adjusting to the new players coming in, or like having a group of new guys that you didn't recruit personally?
Sure.
So how has it been kind of getting to know and adjusting to what their strengths are?
I think our strength as a staff is establishing relationships early on. And I think that's something that all of our coaches, the first thing we wanted to do was hire really good people as coaches. And so the ability to establish those relationships early has made it a relatively easy transition. And when you have really good kids, and so I don't think we've had a difficult time at all with that. It's been as smooth as you could expect it to be. When you've asked guys to do things maybe a little bit differently, and again, there's many different ways to be successful, and the ways that we ask guys to be productive and to work are going to be slightly different, but they've really done a nice job with it.
How active will Scott Rowland be behind the scenes for this team?
Scott's very active, and he's an incredibly helpful person. You know, for us as coaches, being able to lean on him on really the practices and the procedures at the highest level, and how we're able to communicate effectively to the player, how we're able to put together the techniques, but also the day-to-day routines of a high-level player and his mindset, and that's been a big help. And having Scott be able to work with us, you know, as the draft approaches, and being able to, you know, working through a contract year, working through high-stress situations, you know, how we help players be successful in those moments and handle that, he's done a great job of communicating a ton of insight both to us and to the players.
Starting pitching-wise, this group loses Jonathan Stever, Tim Herron, guys like that from last year. Get back Pauly Milto, Cam Beecham, some other guys. Do you have a set starting rotation yet, or is it kind of going to work its way out through the season?
If you know one, let me know. I mean, you look at Pauly and you say he's going to be a guy that's going to throw a lot of innings, and there's several guys that are going to be in that mix. I don't have necessarily a set rotation. You know, I really try hard to wait. If I'm a player, I want to be evaluated on my full body of work. I want to have 6, 7, 8 months. I don't want you having your mind set what the starting rotation is. We still have 2 or 3 weeks, and these are the most important 2 or 3 weeks to this point. So you look at Tanner Gordon and you look at Tommy Summer, you look at a young guy like Gabe Bierman, has been really, really good in the last week. And obviously Cam and Sal Frank and those guys have a track record and have good stuff. You know, fortunately for us, we have a really strong pin. A lot of guys are talented. Maybe some guys haven't thrown a lot yet, but when you look at the innings, the starter's going to go, you know, 5 or 6, but there's still 4 to 5 innings left in the game. So the start is important, but at the same time, like the high-stress innings, a lot of times are your mid-relief to your back of the game. And so I look at the starter, I say, that's great. We have to have quality starts. But, you know, I've been really pleased with the overall depth of the staff. And as the year progresses, that they'll become more clear who's going to start. But having the depth is a vital part to our success as well.
With the bullpen, do you see a guy like Cal Kruger coming in and being someone that gets that high leverage situation, and Matt Lloyd at the back of the end also?
Yeah, you Cal's obviously done it. He's been there before. Today, if you guys were here, but today was Cal's best day. They've been working really hard. Coach Parker's been working really hard on having less early movement on the fastball and more late depth, less laterally and more depth downward on the sinker. Today, he really took a major step forward in that, and I was really pleased with it. Been working with same thing with Matt Lloyd, having more depth and less lateral movement. It just more less deviation, but later in the progression of the pitch. So, yeah, Cal's a tough guy, Captain America mentality. Matt Lloyd, you know, there's nothing he hasn't done. So you feel confident having the guys that have the mentality and the toughness to go in. And it's like anything else in life. Like when you're having you have a tough time, you call somebody you trust. Like I call my dad. You call somebody you can count on. It's the same thing in a game. When there's a high leverage situation, you call somebody you trust. You call somebody that's going to go out, win or lose, is going to go out and execute a game plan, and the game's going to work its way out, and those guys have done it.
And Coach, early season, obviously, there's not much you can do about the weather in Indiana, but you travel all over the country. What's the key to getting the team adjusted to having to travel so early in the season in place of high-leverage ball games?
I think if you make it a big deal, it's a big deal, right? I mean, everybody, it's the same game. They didn't move the bases. They didn't move the mound. If you've been outside, you've been inside. You know, I look at our ability to have the facilities that we have. I've never had the opportunity to have this kind of facilities and work with teams, and we've had teams that have had a lot of success early. So if we make it a big deal, to be a big deal. To me, it's not a problem. If you make an excuse from the beginning, then you'll have one. Like, let's pick up and go play baseball and go compete. These guys have had success. They're being coached successfully. They know how to go do it. Now we have to go execute it. The game won't change if you're in this beautiful facility or if you're outside in Tennessee somewhere. Yeah, a lot of it's going to depend on, obviously, how things work out the last 2 weeks here. How those guys can manage defensively is going to be the first and foremost. So who's going to be able to hold the run game in the middle? Who do you feel comfortable with in that situation? A lot of it's going to be matchups. And so there's still an open book a little bit. You look at a guy like Houston, who's a high-level defender. He's got an ability to cement one of those spots. Walkers, switch hitters can really match it up. But there's several guys with Drew Ashley and with Cade Bunnell, and there's several guys in the middle, and there will be some movement. There will be movement. We'll match guys up and play it out. So it's yet to be seen, but I feel comfortable where we're at in the middle of the field.
Paulie Melto's got a lot of experience, but over the last couple of years, he's always had a guy in John Stever who's right there with him with the same amount of experience. How do you think that he'll handle being kind of the veteran of this pitching staff?
Paulie was born older. Right, he just, God made him different, and so I don't think it matters if he was a freshman or a senior, if he throws Friday or Sundays or anywhere in between. Like, I don't worry one bit about his ability to lead a staff. He was born to lead, and whatever Paulie does, he'll be really successful at, whether it's baseball or business. Like, he's a tough guy, and I tell the guys a lot, emotion is not a luxury we are able to have. We don't have that luxury, and Paulie's a guy that doesn't have emotion. Right, and so he just goes out, he has a plan, he executes a plan, and whether he's taking the BP before the game and hitting some home runs or he's pitching, like, he's just unflappable. So you have a lot of confidence in him.
Anything else? All right.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Tanner. So how's the transition been from the JUCO level, obviously? Mm-hmm. The biggest question for you this season, how's the transition been for you?
It's been pretty smooth. I'd say the biggest difference I noticed was just the volume of everything. Being a junior college, you go to class, you have practice, and then pretty much after that, everything's on your own. And then here, you obviously go to class, then you have practice, then you have study hours you gotta get, and then you have a lift right after that. And then if you have extra homework, you do extra homework at home, and it's just kind of just constant cycle. But I think what I found was easiest to me was just getting a routine and stick with it and just kind of do the same thing each and every day.
All right. You've kind of lucked out to where you came into this program at the same time that Coach Mercer's
right.
came into this program.
Yeah.
So your first year here mm-hmm. is his first year here.
Right.
Do you feel like that's kind of helped you out?
Oh, yeah,
here?
For sure. Yeah. All the coaches have helped me out a bunch. Coach Park has been working with me ever since I got on campus, physically, mentally, pretty much every aspect of the game. But I can't thank them enough for what they've done so far.
What's it like teaming up with Logan again? Has it been a comforting thing
yeah,
to have a guy
yeah,
here?
That was, yeah, that was one of the reasons I came here again, or came here to start off. Me and Logan were pretty close to John A, and having him as a teammate again, and he's also my roommate too. So he keeps it pretty fun at the apartment and in the locker room too. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right. Which pitcher would you say on the staff has kind of had the biggest impact for you,
right.
that's helped you out?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'd probably say Paulie. I mean, he's a good vocal leader with everything, with lifting, with pitching, just kind of showing me the ropes around campus on the practice field. But yeah, I just kind of follow him, talk to him about pitches, just where I should do, where I should be, like all this.
What's it like having a bulldog like Paulie Melto working with you on a daily basis?
It's very comforting. It's cool to get his perspective on things. Me not having an inning pitched in Division I, and he has 3 years under his belt so far, so it's pretty cool getting some information from him.
What part of your game have the coaches really been working on the most or helped you out the most since you came here?
It's kind of been a mixture of everything. For me, being long and lanky, a lot of it was timing issues just with pitching. Basically just mechanical issues, and then me and Parker have been working with just like the mentality of things.
Obviously, new coaches or different coaches have different methods to their style. Mm-hmm. What has Coach Mercer's pitch care or pitching and arm care regimen been like in comparison to your time at John A?
John A was pretty much, like I said, all on my own. I did band workouts. I did, you know, just physical workouts just to get my arm back in shape. Parker really has like an individualized program, so each pitcher is different. It's not, you know, cookie cutter. Everybody does the same thing. I've been having a lot of there's forearm issues, just tightness, hip issues, just pretty much tightness. So he asks me every day how I'm doing, and then depending on how my arm's doing, it kind of goes from there.
All right. Have you noticed anything in terms of like intensity during the workouts? Obviously, you're probably less structured at John A.
Yeah.
How is like in the weight room? How is this team in the weight room? Is the intensity? Have you been able to up to the challenge of matching the intensity?
It was coming in. I was actually here over the summer and kind of transitioning from my workouts, just kind of working out on my own, to having like a structured workout with Coach Will and all the other guys. It was pretty intense. It took a little bit to get used to, but now I love going in the gym, working out with all the teammates, all the pitchers, and it's a lot of fun.
Obviously, we still have a ton of time until the season, but what role do you see yourself in, and what role are you kind of fighting for?
I'm fighting to be a starter. Coach Parker's been putting me in starting positions ever since the fall. I've been kind of going at my routine as a starter, warming up as a starter, and then throwing as if I was a starter, you know, more innings obviously than the relievers, but yeah, starting role is what I'm shooting for.
Being from Illinois, from Champaign, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's it like going against your hometown school? Are you looking forward to that
at all? Oh yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a lot of family there. I think my parents has got it all planned out. They got a bunch of friends, a bunch of family coming. They're going to be there all 3 days, tailgate and all that good stuff.
Obviously, there's a lot of talent in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. One of the higher regards for a Northern Conference. Mm-hmm. The competition in JUCO for Illinois is obviously higher level, but mm-hmm. Do you have any worries or anything about competing at the Big Ten level this year?
No, I think I'm capable of competing at the Big Ten level. I kind of got a glimpse of that in the fall when we played Louisville. I realized I can pitch with the stuff I have, and I'm obviously going to progress throughout the season. So with the help of Coach Parker and Paulie and all my other teammates, I think be successful.
Any other questions from you guys? All right, I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Good luck on the season.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I was going to ask you a few questions here. So far, coming off last season, obviously, high expectations for you. Have you, with the new coach, obviously, have you been kind of have you felt like a freshman again in terms of coming back and starting over, or has that been like a challenge for you?
There was a little bit of a freshman feeling coming back to campus and meeting a new coach and meeting the freshmen. So I guess a little bit, but obviously you had to come back. You kind of had to teach the coaches a little bit of the ropes. You kind of had to teach the new kids the ropes because the coaches they're so busy with thousands of emails coming in, thousands of recruits talking to them. So a little bit of a freshman feel, but got used to it.
The adjustments that Coach Mercer has made, any major adjustments, or have you been kind of in your same routine that you had so much success for last year?
I would say that nutrition has probably been one of the biggest things that he's brought in. Their stolen base like motto is a little bit different than last year and the past couple of years, so I think what they have brought in is going to be amazing.
Talk about that impact of the new base running style. Obviously, base running is a huge part of a baseball game,
right?
And you've got speed.
Right.
What? How's it been transitioning?
It's been awesome. They like to teach. They like to learn from us. They like to know what we know, and they like to be aggressive, and that's the way I like to play, so I think we're going to mesh well together.
With a young coach like Jeff Mercer, obviously, you kind of have that more peer vibe rather than a head coach that's
right.
A veteran like that. What's it been like having a younger guy come in and talk to you guys and kind of he's your instructor?
Right. It's really cool to have a young coaching staff. They'll come in, they'll play cards with us in the locker room, like just kind of screw around with us and talk a little smack with each other, which is kind of fun. But having a younger coach is definitely different than, obviously Coach Lamonis wasn't the oldest guy ever, but it's been an awesome feel, and they've really made it comfortable for us.
Obviously, you're on draft boards, and you have high expectations this season. What's a guy like
Scott Rowland been that's been there, done that, mm-hmm. obviously one of the greats.
Right.
How's his impact had on, or what impact has he had?
Yeah, it's been huge. He tells us stories. We could ask him questions, and he has all the knowledge in the world about everything from the minor leagues to the major leagues. So whatever he has to offer, we just kind of soak in.
What adjustments are you making in the outfield this year? Where are you kind of seeing yourself in the lineup, or what are you gunning for? What's your hope this year?
I'd love to play center field, but obviously we have a great returning center fielder from last year, so wherever they think that we fit in together is what we're going to do, and we're just going to do the best to help the team win.
Obviously, you have guys like Pauly Melto and Fineman that are just – they've been there, done that, but I mean, you're a junior now. What's the leadership role like? And you have you embraced it, kind of help out the younger guys, especially with newer coaches?
It's been a lead by example kind of motto for us, and not only me but all the older guys. It's been just, I would say, the younger kids have asked questions that the coaches may not know around campus or around the city of Bloomington that we have to kind of come up and answer, and just try to give them the best advice that we can give them.
Have there been any young guys that have came in and kind of surprised you, if anything, I guess, for the season?
I'd say one would be Grant Richardson. He's been – I like to call him, like, my son a little bit, because he's a Fishers guy. He's from where I live, and he's a lot like me. He's smaller than he needs to be, and he's a little raw, but he's going to be a big part of his season, I think.
Very nice. You guys have any questions? All right, awesome. Matt, I appreciate your
thank
time,
you.
Man.
Appreciate it.
Ask you a few questions here. All right, so obviously you've probably been asked this already thousands and thousands of times. What's the new coaching staff been like? What adjustments have they made for you? What stuck out for you for this coaching staff?
I mean, like I said, when we did the interview with Coach Mercer, he brought in a winning attitude. I mean, that guy wants us to get better every single day, and we have gotten better every single day. When you have a coach like Mercer and a coach like Parker, a coach like Held, all those guys, Dykes, you just want to get better. You listen to what they say, you're like, wow, that couldn't be any more credible. And you buy in, and that's what we did from the first day. It's been a really good ride so far.
Obviously, they're fresh to the program, but you've been here a while. You're kind of like an anchor for that. What's your leadership been like for the younger guys? How have you really adjusted to your role as like being a senior leader?
You know, every single year as a catcher, you have to be a big leader. I mean, this year I'm just trying to be more vocal, lead everyone off the field, on the field, just kind of just realize that, buy into the process, because this is going to be a special team and a special year.
What personal goals have you set for yourself this season? What are you looking forward to most, and what do you hope to achieve by the end of this year?
I still haven't won a Big Ten tournament. I want one of those, you know? We've been good enough every single year, and I think this team can do it, and I think with this coaching staff, they've brought in a good mindset to us and our
have
ability.
Have your coaches had any, like, say, bulletin board material, anything from the outside that is really – that they brought into the locker room in hopes to, you know, kind of spark you guys a little bit more? Or is he kind of a get the routine and focus on it, and you're
enjoy the process, don't worry about the outcome. If you play the right way every single day, good things happen, and that's what we bought into.
What was it like not being able to be with the team during the fall? What was it like observing from the outside role? Obviously you were the captain for your team.
Yeah.
What was it like kind of in that role, looking at these guys and moving them around yourself? What was that like for you?
You know, it sucked being out, but I think it was a good role for me to kind of see baseball from the outside. I actually feel like I got much better every single day, just being able to analyze a swing, analyze people's at-bats and everything, and just like, how would I do this and everything? And then I kind of liked it, you know? I mean, it's definitely better to be back, I'll tell you that.
Have you had any young pitchers surprise you, or what's it like been adjusting to the different pitchers that you've seen this year?
We have just so much talent. It's unbelievable. There's so many guys stepping up, and it's just like anyone can play any single day. There's so much depth on this team. It's going to be surprising. You're going to see a name go out there halfway through the year, and he might be your guy at the end. You just never know.
All right, you guys.
Do you see a future career in coaching maybe down the line somewhere?
Hopefully I get a chance to play after this year, then we'll see what happens after that. I mean, I definitely enjoy it, so I just like helping people, being their leader, so see what happens. Good?
Here. Good. All right. Appreciate it.
Good seeing you.